Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. If you have your Bible, I would like for you to open it to Galatians chapter 3, and I want to read verse 13 and point out a unique word that you find elsewhere in the New Testament, but that I want us to consider today for our discussion. In verse 13, Paul writes and says, "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree." Now, you'll read that word in various forms. You might read about redemption that is in Christ Jesus. You might hear read in verse 13 that Jesus has redeemed us from the law, or other forms of that word may be used. But have you ever been reading your Bible and thought, I wonder what that word redeem means? Now, we could look at the definition of the word, and it makes a lot of sense, especially in the context, why it would be used of Jesus. The word redemption simply had the idea of buying back someone who had been sold into the service of someone else. It is literally to pay a ransom to bring back someone out of that particular situation. And some lexicographers even say that with regard to Jesus and His being a redemption price for us, that it means men are freed at the price of His vicarious death. Now, let me point out two things in practical application with regard to this word. One is, if men are redeemed, bought back to God by the price of the Lord's own death, it proves that men are not born in sin, as some people suggest that they are. You know, there are a number of passages in the Bible that show us that men come into this world as pure as the driven snow. In Genesis 1, 26 and 27, we learn that man and woman were made in the image of God. Now, I understand that's from the creative standpoint, and that they were brought into the world in a mature state, spiritually, intellectually, in so many ways. But they were made in the image of God. And yet, even after creation, even after the procreative process takes place, in Genesis 9, long after the creation, men are still made in the image of God. Now, it cannot be the case that men come into this world as sinners, that they are stained with sin if they're in the image of God. By nature, men are good. In fact, just to make it very clear, in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20, we learn that no man bears the sin of another man. In fact, he says the father doesn't bear the sins, the father doesn't bear the sin of the son, and the son does not bear the sins of the father. Every man bears his own weight, his own guilt. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, we learn that sin is a transgression of the law. And so, therefore, the guilt is ascribed to whoever actually commits the crime, whoever actually violates the law. So, sin is a transgression of the law. No man is born a sinner. And the fact that a man would be redeemed to God means that at some point he originally belonged to God. Comes into the world in a safe state. And according to Romans 3, at that time he reaches an age, a stage in life of accountability. When sin enters the picture, according to verse 23, he keeps moving backward away from God where he once was until that sin problem is resolved. So that's certainly one part of the implication of redemption. The other part is that God has made every effort for you and him to be brought back together. Of course, the means by which he did that in verse 13 is Jesus' own sacrifice. Notice in verse 13 that Jesus hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. What does that mean? Well, back in verse 10, Paul wrote and says, "For as many are as of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book to do them, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith." And then he even talks about the curse of hanging on a tree. Jesus died so that we could be brought back to God. It is not something that we could ever earn on our own. It is not something we could merit. It is certainly not something that God owes us. But Jesus, in all of His graciousness, died for us. In His mercy, He died for us so that we could be brought back together with God. I heard one man describe redemption this way. He said, if you want to describe the story of the Bible, if you want to summarize the Bible, it is this: God and man brought back together. That's redemption. That's what it means in Galatians 3:13. Jesus died for us so that we could come back into a relationship with God. Redeemed. Brought back out of the curse of sin. Being made a ransom for us. Jesus gave His life for us. He redeemed us from sin. Redemption. Redeem. That's been our word for the day. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.